It's Wednesday, December 23rd, 2009, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C., this is your normal daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal's staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about our show at our website, stash.normal.org. and continue the education and conversation on our blog as well. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. The podcasting and blogging technology for the Normal Daily Audio Stash is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. For your professional web design needs, visit redaphid.com.
Good day, Stashers, and welcome to the podcast. I apologize for missing you on yesterday's podcast, but the holidays came at me very quickly. Had a lot of irons in the fire, so to speak, between the Oregon Normal Cardholder database that I was working on and trying to put the stash together and getting holiday shopping done and preparing for my trip, so I kind of ran out of time. But that means you get a stash today, and we'll have a stash tomorrow for Christmas Eve. I'm doing the stash today from my folks' house here in Nampa, Idaho, which means at this very moment I am a criminal in my home state. In the state of Idaho, it is against the law, it is a misdemeanor, to be under the influence of marijuana. Not just possession, but under the influence. And of course, they determine that by P-tests. And we all know how inactive marijuana metabolites will show up on a P-test for hours, days, or in my case, even weeks after last ingestion. So I hope you enjoy this podcast being done by a criminal in the state of Idaho. Also want to mention that today, of course, is a Festivus for the rest of us, those of you who celebrate the magical holiday of Festivus, where we all gather around the aluminum pole and we have an airing of the grievances. My grievances this holiday season have a lot to do with the law enforcement and business angles. My grievances this year have a lot to do with the law enforcement and business lobbies that continue to stand in the way of medical marijuana and real marijuana law reform in this country. But don't despair, dear Stashers. 2010 is going to be a good year for us. We've got legalization bills popping up all over the country. And even in our territories, the territory of the United States Virgin Islands, under the leadership of the New Normal chapter there and Linda Adler, are moving forward with their plan to legalize in the Caribbean islands, the United States Virgin Islands. Very, very good news. I just talked to Linda today while I was out on the road, and they've got all sorts of good things happening there. We'll talk to Linda on the stash again sometime next year and get more information on the Virgin Islands. I also wanted to share with you my email of the month. You know, working here at Normal, I get a lot of emails, and sometimes they're really, really sad emails of people getting busted and losing their kids or their home or their job. But this one really made my day. It's one of my favorite holiday emails ever, and it goes like this. It says, "I've been a long-time listener of the Daily Stash. I download it from iTunes. I'm the chief financial officer of a very small bank with over $90 million in assets. We didn't need or take a bailout. I just spoke with a regulator today who was impressed with our numbers. I wonder what he'd say if he found out that I'm a consistent Friday-Saturday stoner. Thanks for doing a great job with your podcasts." Well, thank you for doing a great job with your bank. It's good to know that the banks being run by people on our side are the ones that aren't taking taxpayer money. Good work. And for now, let's not tell your boss that you're a Friday-Saturday stoner. Now, coming up on your Daily Audio Stash, we're going to skip the cannabis community calendar, seeing as it is the holidays and nobody is doing much of anything as far as marijuana law reform goes. We're all enjoying our family and friends for these holiday days. But then we'll get right into your hemp headlines and take a look at a new study that says that teens who listen to marijuana-themed music are more likely to smoke marijuana. Really? We also have a headline where a huge indoor marijuana farm is uncovered in a former fortune cookie factory in Oakland, California, and a look at a marijuana trafficking organization being run from inside a prison. Then we go to our Daily Toker Tunes, brought to you today by Sarah Kant Photography, and we bring you an Electric Tuesday tune called Grass Crutch by Marciano X. And, of course, this being our second podcast of the week, we do our California Marijuana Report with Eric Brenner, a podcast within a podcast. All that and more coming up on your Normal Daily Audio Stash.
Hello, I'm Paul Stanford from the Hemp and Cannabis Foundation, or THCF. Medical marijuana is legal in 13 states today, and THCF has clinics in 8 of those states. Our doctors help qualified patients obtain an authorization for medical marijuana in their state. Patients are eligible for medical marijuana with a history of either severe chronic pain and or nausea, cancer, AIDS or HIV, hepatitis, glaucoma, seizure disorders like epilepsy, chronic muscle spasms such as multiple sclerosis or asthma, neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, and gastrointestinal disorders like IBS or Crohn's disease. If you or someone you know has one of these conditions, our doctors will help you obtain a permit for medical marijuana. THCF Medical Clinics has offices in Washington State, Oregon, California, Colorado, Hawaii, Nevada, Montana, and now Michigan. Call 1-800-723-0188 or go to the web at hemp.org or 1-800-723-0188.
From Washington, D.C., the belly of the anti-marijuana beast. Season's greetings from Normal staff and the board of directors. To you and yours, this is Alan St. Pierre, executive director of Normal and the Normal Foundation. And I sincerely hope your holidays are both safe and hemp-filled.
Hi, this is Normal founder and legal counsel Keith Strop, wishing you a happy holiday from Normal. Let's use this time with family and friends to rededicate ourselves to ending marijuana prohibition and stopping the arrest of responsible marijuana smokers. Happy holidays.
Now it's time to take a look at the latest stories about marijuana from news organizations across America and around the world in our Normal Daily Audio Stash, Hemp Headlines. Teens who listen to marijuana-themed music more likely to smoke marijuana. From the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. Teens who frequently listen to music that contains references to marijuana are more likely to use the drug than their counterparts with less exposure to such lyrics, according to a University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine study online now in the journal Addiction. Quote, based on an analysis of survey data from 959 ninth graders, we found that students who listen to music with the most references to marijuana are almost twice as likely to have used the drug than their peers whose musical tastes favor songs less focused on substance use, even after controlling for confounding factors, end quote, said Brian Primack, M.D., lead author of the study and assistant professor of medicine and pediatrics at Pitt School of Medicine. Quote, interestingly, we also found that exposure to marijuana in music was not associated with other high-risk behaviors, such as excessive alcohol consumption. This suggests that there is a real link between the marijuana lyrics and marijuana use, end quote, said Dr. Primack. Quote, Although it may be that heavy exposure to music about marijuana causes marijuana smoking, it may also be that those who smoke marijuana seek out music with lyrics related to marijuana, end quote, noted Dr. Primack. Do you think, Doc? Geez, chalk up another scientific victory for the Department of No Shit Sherlock. Of course teens who like pot like music that relates to what they like. But to even insinuate that the music might be causing the pot smoking is an insult to our intelligence and the schools that gave you that alphabet soup of letters behind your name. This isn't 1969, where teens are beholden to the music the DJs choose to play on a handful of terrestrial radio stations. This is 2009, where the teens are listening to iPods and custom internet music streams like Pandora. So, if research shows that kids with Cottonmouth Kings in their favorites are more likely to be pot smokers, it's not because they were force-fed that music and it caused them to seek out pot. It's because they're pot smokers and they typed marijuana into a music search engine. It's not even that interesting to find that teens listening to pot-themed music aren't more likely to drink a lot of booze or engage in other high-risk behaviors. People who smoke pot often do so because it is the lowest risk mind-altering behavior they can engage in. I wonder if we can get Dr. Primack a first-class flight to Bavaria for Oktoberfest next year, so he can study whether or not teens who are exposed to German polkas with beer lyrics are more likely to drink beer. Huge indoor marijuana grow found in abandoned fortune cookie factory. Oakland, California. A fire at a former fortune cookie factory Monday afternoon led to the discovery of at least 1,000 marijuana plants worth about $500,000, police said. Let's see. $500,000 in retail sales would have generated over $40,000 in tax revenue if the product were legal. Police Sergeant Rich Vieira said there is no sign that the 7,000-square-foot building is a working fortune cookie factory, bakery, or retail outlet. The sign for Car Me Fortune Cookie Factory, however, remains on the building in the 200 block of 7th Street in the Chinatown district of Oakland. And there are these huge abandoned factory buildings in Oakland, generating no economic benefit whatsoever. Police said the person or people who were growing the plants also were pirating electricity to power the lights, ventilation, and irrigation systems. Which never seems to be the case for tobacco farms, vineyards, hops farms, or breweries. Police said those who were growing the plants were extremely security conscious, with iron gates on the front of the building, and something police described as an iron cage protecting the roof and skylights. Because they can't really call a commercial security company for their clandestine pot grow. American demand for marijuana always ensures that someone will take the risks to provide the supply. Unless we can convince 22 million Americans to stop smoking pot every year, you'll read stories like this week after week. Prohibition is the insanity that believes the laws of supply and demand can be rendered null and void by simple decree. Yet, there are some prohibitionists who recognize the supply and demand angle and still support prohibition. They say that prohibition's one success is keeping the price of marijuana so high that it's out of the reach of most kids. Okay, sure, that high price also creates massive profits for criminal gangs, enables the bribing of officials, and the purchase of military-grade weapons, and the high price leads to turf wars, which lead to drive-by shootings and murders and the occasional stray bullet killing an inner-city child. But isn't it all worth it to keep the price of weed so high that it's a luxury and unaffordable for most kids? My God! What about the children? Well, no. 80% of teens find weed easy to get and easier to get than beer. And 1 out of 8 are using marijuana at least once this year. It doesn't look like the high price keeps kids away from weed at all. I'd argue it actually entices them toward weed. Gosh, it costs how much? Wow, it must be really cool. If it's seen as a luxury item, kids want to have it to be cool. That $40 or $50 or even $60 8-ounce baggie makes every bit of leaf and speck of trichrome something to be carefully tended. I recall those days when dropping the slightest crumb while rolling a joint is the ultimate party foul. Well, maybe not as ultimate as sneezing away the cocaine a la Woody Allen in Annie Hall, but close. But when marijuana is re-legalized and the price drops and weed is just as some common item adults can buy, like Chardonnay or a microbrew, it's less enticing to the kids. We saw teen rates of marijuana use drop in medical marijuana states at a rate greater than the national average. And I think that's because the super dope diggity dank chronic kush became grandma's glaucoma remedy, or uncle's PTSD relief, or mom's migraine medicine. You know, boring old people stuff. Marijuana trafficking organization being run from inside prison. Lexington Clipper Herald, Lexington, Nebraska. Authorities plan to seize a dozen vehicles, several properties, and more than $500,000 in cash as they unravel a marijuana dealing ring they say was being run out of the Douglas County Correctional Center. Federal prosecutors accuse 11 defendants of running a major marijuana trafficking organization that distributed more than 2,200 pounds of the drug. On Monday, 10 of those people visited a federal courtroom. Among them was Shannon E. Williams, the man authorities accuse of orchestrating the drug ring from 2006 to last week. Williams pleaded not guilty to charges of conspiracy, money laundering, and criminal forfeiture. Williams has been at the county jail in downtown Omaha since shortly after his January arrest in Arizona on suspicion of indecent exposure. An arrest, officials say, also exposed his possession of 10 bricks of marijuana. Since his return to face federal parole violations, it appears Williams has dealt no marijuana from the jail, but instead orchestrated trafficking on the outside. Williams has previously faced charges in crimes ranging from the murder of a rival gang member to dealing crack cocaine. If we can't stop people from dealing drugs from within prison, why does anyone think we can stop people from dealing drugs on the outside? This Williams is no saint, which is even more reason I want cannabis re-legalized. Why should a perfectly decent plant like cannabis be unregulated so that violent criminals can control its marketing and reap great untaxed profits? With a legal retail marijuana market, nobody who wants marijuana has to get it from the lackeys of some imprisoned, murderous, crack-dealing gangster.
Have you considered medical marijuana? Double-blind, peer-reviewed studies have found cannabinoid therapies to be successful in treating the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease, ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, brain cancers, chronic pain, diabetes mellitus, dystonia, fibromyalgia, GI disorders, hepatitis C, HIV/AIDS, hypertension, incontinence, MRSA, multiple sclerosis, osteoporosis, pruritus, rheumatoid arthritis, sleep apnea, and Tourette's syndrome, as well as anecdotal evidence suggesting relief from anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress, plus reduction in the need for narcotic painkillers. Side effects of medical marijuana can include euphoria, relaxation, anxiety, panic reactions, paranoia, tachycardia, dry eyes, dry mouth, concentration and reaction time impairment, appetite increase, and in 37 states, arrest and incarceration. But medical marijuana is non-toxic and cannot cause overdose. Medical marijuana. It's not for everyone, but ask your doctor if medical marijuana may be right for you.
Law420.com.
Hello, I'm Russ Belville, Outreach Coordinator for Normal. In my job, I read literally hundreds of headlines each month involving nonviolent, productive citizens whose lives are ripped apart by a marijuana or drug arrest. Many citizens could avoid arrest by refusing police searches and remaining silent, but police are well trained to confuse and intimidate. That's why you have a right to speak to an attorney before answering any police questions. I hope you never need to exercise that right, but if you do, make your first call to the law offices of John C. Lucy IV. John Lucy is an accomplished criminal defense attorney with expertise in Oregon's medical marijuana law. John Lucy understands and respects cannabis and drug consumers of all backgrounds. Call John C. Lucy IV at 503-227-6000 or visit in downtown Portland. Address available at law420.com. That's John C. Lucy IV at 503-227-6000 or visit law420.com today. It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Our PodSafe music is donated by freedom-loving musicians who support our goal of ending adult marijuana prohibition. Today we bring you tunes for Electric Tuesday, our segment featuring the best of modern electronic music in the genres of dance, new age, house, and electronica. Brought to you by Sarah Kant Photography. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on the Daily Audio Stash, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now, here's some great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tunes.
First, let me apologize to Sarah Kant. She uploaded a voice intro for this song. I unfortunately forgot to bring it with me on my trip to Idaho, but I'll read the intro she had prepared. Marciano X is Brian William Johnson from Tewkesbury in Gloucestershire, England. A trained pianist, he has worked as a session musician on piano and keyboards for many top bands and composed music for films and television. Brian also works as an electronic dance music producer, composer, and arranger, as well as a producer of professional demos. This toe-tapping track, including its title, uses samples almost entirely from vintage safety film Keep Off the Grass from 1969, produced by the legendary Sid Davis, who warped the minds of schoolchildren throughout the U.S. from 1950s through the 1980s. Here's some pot trivia for you. The film itself references an article in a special section of Life magazine from July 7th, 1967, titled Marijuana, Millions of Turned-On Users. With heavy dance beats and wry, tongue-in-cheek political undertones, Grass Crutch comments on the propaganda of yesteryear while encouraging laughing at it. At least, I found myself laughing, along with the giggling, chuckling, and even cackling people in the song. Marciano X can be found on Verb, MySpace, and GarageBand. Check them out, myspace.com/MarcianoXX or GarageBand.com/artist/MarcianoXX. Tis the season, and even if I'm bah humbug, happy solstice, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Yule, Yalda, entirely different winter holiday, or no holiday at all from Sarah Kant and Electric Tuesday. Get high, relax, and stay cozy. And for you registered stashers, there's an MP3 download for your stocking of this tune. It's Marciano X with Grass Crutch.
If you get high repeatedly, don't want to come down.
He uses his grass as a mental crutch. No lecturing, no sermonizing. His senses and time perception are distorted.
Bye.
chance on that pickup, she says. But he just had to have his grass. Grass crutch.
It's easy for you to stand there with a cigarette in one hand and a drink in another and tell us not to blow the pot.
Grass crutch. He becomes confused. He becomes confused.
Cigarette in one hand.
He becomes confused.
Cigarette in one hand.
He becomes confused.
Drink another.
He becomes confused.
Drink another.
He becomes confused.
Cigarette in one hand.
He becomes confused. He becomes confused. He becomes confused. He becomes confused.
Support arresting and jailing marijuana smokers, and nearly as many support the medical patients having access to medical marijuana, and over 80% of our citizens now believe the war on drugs is an ineffective failure. So the question is, when will the government's misguided war on adult marijuana smokers finally end? When? Simple. When you and your like-minded friends, family, and co-workers get involved with an organization such as the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, also known as NORML. My name is Keith Strop, and I founded the organization in 1970. Contact us at NORML, toll-free, 888-67-NORML, or by visiting the organization's up-to-date webpage at www.normal.org.
Starfish Designs, makers of the original Gandalf.
I'm Radical Russ, and when I want to relax, I always have my 17-inch long original Gandalf from Starfish Designs nearby. The hand-blown borosilicate glass is strong and easy to clean, and the design is sleek and sophisticated. Starfish Designs are available from Bend, Oregon at a glass retailer near you. For locations, call 541-788-GLASS. That's 541-788-4527. Every Tuesday, we bring you a podcast within a podcast dedicated exclusively to the ground zero of marijuana reform in America, California. We turn over the daily audio stash to your Golden State host, Eric Brenner, and the California Marijuana Report.
The California Marijuana Report for the week of December 21st, 2009. I'm Eric Brenner. This week, medical marijuana dispensaries in Richmond remain open for now. Also, we have an exclusive interview with Richard Lee, president of Oaksterdam University and Tax Cannabis 2010, plus a special tribute to acid rock pioneer James Gurley, the lead guitarist for Big Brother and the Holding Company, who died on Monday. Only on the California Marijuana Report. Our top story this week, the city of Richmond will hold off on banning medical marijuana clubs outright, but officials there say they are searching for a way to regulate dispensaries without exhausting police resources. The city council will study other cities' tactics before weighing their options. Councilman Jim Rogers said he would, quote, like to see if there is a way to try and accomplish the goal of getting a convenient way for people to have access to medical marijuana in a way that doesn't lead to constant drains of police resources. Rogers initially proposed a ban on marijuana sales, threatening to close down any illegal operation. Councilman Jim Rogers refused to comment regarding this story when contacted by the California Marijuana Report earlier today. So council members agreed to hold off on a medical marijuana ban, instead directing their staff members to study marijuana issues and report back with findings and recommendations. There is a 45-day moratorium on new medical marijuana clubs. That likely will be extended.
I keep it talking about a greener, rock and roll, promenade and grin. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
And we are very honored this week. This is a very special edition of the California Marijuana Report. We are here celebrating this breaking news story in California, the possibility, the real possibility of legal cannabis in 2010. And joining us now on the California Marijuana Report is Richard Lee. Richard Lee is the founder of Oaksterdam University in Oakland. Richard, thank you so much for joining us on the California Marijuana Report. Tell us, what happened last Monday here in California?
On Monday, we announced that we have over 680,000 signatures, which is more than enough to qualify our initiative for the November ballot next year.
Richard, congratulations on getting this initiative on the ballot. Let me ask you this. What kind of response have you received from the mainstream media?
We're having to fight the media off from releasing the story early. They were already monitoring, like, drug reform websites and things like that, where in years past, you know, we had to fight hard to get any media at all. Now, you know, the response not only is massive, you know, we get lots of coverage, but it's positive, you know, like the quote about federal law can't really stop the state from doing what it wants, you know, which is completely backwards to what the media was saying for years about how federal law was supreme and we couldn't do anything in California.
Richard, how did Tax Cannabis 2010 come together?
Well, all the hardworking employees and all the students of Oaksterdam University and the other cannabis businesses of Oaksterdam. All these people have been working hard for years to not only raise the money, but also to show that it can work. You know, that's the thing that's come out of the medical marijuana industry in California, is that it has shown to a lot of people that it can be done. You know, that, you know, legalizing cannabis, allowing it to be distributed and sold in stores, won't cause the end of the world. You know, dogs won't be sleeping with cats, and, you know, the apocalypse is not happening. You know, people are more comfortable with moving ahead to the next step of legalizing it for all adults.
Richard, are you uncomfortable with law enforcement's continued ability to meddle into the business of cannabis users here in California, even if your initiative passes?
Well, we do see this as just a first step toward more complete legalization, like alcohol. And when cannabis is sold more generally, just like alcohol is, then
what do you need from people at this point in California who want to see legal marijuana? What do you need? What do we need to do to make this initiative law in November?
What we need to do is raise millions of dollars, not only to fund radio and television advertising to battle any lies or untrue things that the opposition tries to put out, but also to show the politicians that this is a viable political issue. And politicians love money. They have to raise a lot of money themselves to get elected. And so if we show them how many people are willing to donate to this, then that'll go a long way to getting more of them supporting. So your listeners can go to taxcannabis.org. That's taxcannabis.org. Make a donation online. We're trying to get $10 from a million people. So instead of like in the past, we've had some millionaires who have each given $1 million. Now we want to try to spread it out.
Richard Lee is the president of Oaksterdam University. Richard, thank you so much for joining us this week on the California Marijuana Report.
Thank you for all you do and for Normal for being the oldest reform organization going back to the 1970s. Normal has a lot to be proud of for fighting this noble battle for so long.
And now a very special California marijuana music segment. This week we pay tribute to James Gurley, guitarist with Big Brother and The Holding Company, the psychedelic blues acid rock band from San Francisco who helped catapult Janis Joplin into superstardom. James Gurley died from a heart attack on December 20th at a Palm Springs, California hospital. He was 69 years old and died 2 days before his 70th birthday. James Gurley, known as the father of the psychedelic guitar, was a Rastafarian Buddhist. He loved marijuana. James died peacefully with his wife, Margaret Nelson Gurley, by his side. Here's Easy Rider, a James Gurley original from the album Janis Joplin with Big Brother and the Holding Company live at Winterland. James Gurley, a California rock legend, only on the California, California Marijuana Report.
Sisters are standing on a corner trying to take some L.A.s.
Easy Rider, don't you deny my name.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, here comes a man with a banana in his hand. He's telling everybody that he's got a new plan. But
Easy Rider, don't you deny my name. No, no, no,
oh, no. A dog and his name is Blue. He sits in a tree all day and sniffs glue.
Easy Rider, don't you deny my name. Oh, no.
Thank you. walks like a duck. She ain't good looking, but she sure can dance.
Easy now, rider, easy rider, don't you deny my name. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, I could buy you a plastic suit, and I could even buy you some cardboard.
Oh, easy rider, don't you deny my name.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, easy rider, don't you deny my name, pretty baby doll. Easy rider, don't you deny my name, pretty baby doll.
Easy rider.
Join our group on Facebook. I'm Eric Brenner for the California Marijuana Report.
Thank you for downloading the Normal Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. We are produced by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. Our executive producer is Alan St. Pierre. Our deputy director is Paul Armentano. Our webmaster is Brian Judy. And web production is provided by Red Aphid Interactive Media. As always, you can catch up on the latest information about marijuana at www.norml.org. And you can interact and download from our Audio Stash blog at stash.normal.org. For everyone here at Normal, I'm your host, Radical Russ Belville, hoping all your harvests are bountiful and your encounters with law enforcement are non-existent.
We leave you today with a reminder that this Festivus holiday, now that we've had our airing of the grievances, it's time for the feats of strength. I plan on finding out if I'm strong enough to lift this Starfish Designs Gandalf pipe to my face repeatedly over the holiday weekend, and I hope you get the chance to do the same. We got a podcast coming for tomorrow, Christmas Eve, special Christmas podcast with a triple shot of holiday music, especially for those of you looking for something green in your stocking this year. Chief Greenbutt will give us Let's Get Blazed for the Holidays, Jet Baker's here with Marijuana Christmas, and Sister Cincy will bring us Frosty the Dope Man. Coming up tomorrow on your Christmas Eve Daily Audio Stash from beautiful Nampa, Idaho, as I'm visiting my folks for the holidays. Thanks for downloading the podcast. We hope you're having a good time. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.